How's everybody doing? Well, I'm doing great. Happy to be back. As I told the team Thursday, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for, and you know, great fans, great organization. Really, everybody in this building did a tremendous job, and you know, in any kind of business, you have a succession plan, and you know, our guys snapped into it and did a tremendous job, from Jack Del Rio to really all the coaches, all the players, all the staff. You know, they went about as business as usual and did a, you know, a great job in a very tough third quarter of our season, finishing 3-1. So, you know, it's a tribute to all the hard work that went on in this building, and very proud and excited about moving forward.
How hard was it for you to be away for a month?
It was very hard. You know, I think obviously my surgery was a little bit interesting, to say the least. But, you know, really the hardest part was watching the team play and not being there. And, you know, I talked to different people, actually Chuck Pagano and his wife. And, you know, they said even when he was going through battling his disease, that that was still the hardest part. And I can concur. The other person I want to thank is my wife. I think she was the most happy person today as I drove off to work, having nursemaided me for 4 weeks today. So tribute to Robin Fox, my lovely and great wife.
John, can you take us through the chronology of when you were on the golf course to what happened from there?
Well, I mean, the first thing I kind of want to clear up is this wasn't, you know, it wasn't bypass surgery. It wasn't lifestyle type of surgery. It's something that it's called bicuspid aortic valve. It's something you're born with. A lot of different people, and I heard from a lot of the people that they've had it. You know, it's something that wears out after time. And my age, we found out about it in 97 while coaching with the New York Giants, and they've been monitoring. They monitor here all 3 of my years here in physicals. And, you know, it was something that was getting close to time, and I thought I could make it through the season, and didn't quite make it. So, actually, I was flying back during the bye week to visit with a doctor in Raleigh about after the season. It was more of a conference, you know, for later consultation, and that was on a Thursday, and lo and behold, on Saturday that sped up my surgery with a different surgeon. So you know, luckily I was 200 yards from my backyard, playing with two friends that are neighbors, and so it was great that I was in a, you know, I could have been 60 miles out fishing on my boat in Marco, and that would not have been too good. So this was great. It was just the timing of it. You know, the good Lord was looking out for me for sure.
How afraid were you?
Oh, I think when I was laying on the 14th green, I did say a short prayer that, God, you get me out of this and I'll get it fixed now. And that's kind of the way it went.
How much better do you feel today than you did a month ago? Because you look like you got a lot more energy.
Well, I feel tremendous. You know, as my surgeon said, you know, I had a valve that was about as big as a pinhead, and now it's the size of a 50-cent piece. So I feel tremendous. You know, obviously, the doctors feel good about me getting back to work. I actually would have preferred to have been back sooner, but, you know, there was a pretty hard deadline of 4 weeks post-surgery, and I honored that, and here I am.
Are you still doing cardio rehab?
I've been, I mean, they started walking me the day of the surgery, you know, in the ICU unit. So, you know, I've been working pretty hard, you know, treadmill, walk, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not running yet. They want to give that a little bit more time.
Did you make the birdie, Peyton told us that you made the birdie, that you got up and made the
birdie. No, it wasn't a birdie, it was a par. I mean, I'd like, the birdie sounds good, but
you made the putt.
I'm going to let the truth get in the way of a good story. But I'm sorry, what was your question?
Did you lose a lot of weight?
I probably lost 10 pounds. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's a good loss.
I guess, John, the concern for some might be that you're coming back too soon, but explain how your heart and you're in better shape right now health-wise than you were a month before.
Yep.
Because of the valve.
Yes.
And there's no ramifications, there's no danger there?
No, I mean, you know, there's no danger of what I had fixed. You know, I mean, you know, you still, like all of us, you still got to eat right, you got to exercise, you know, all the things that I think they're important for good health. You know, so, you know, that's what I got my guys, you know, making sure I do that on a, you know, very religious basis. So, because you can get into the rut of a season and kind of put that stuff off. But that's really it. You know, like I said before, I'm actually in better shape now than I was a month ago.
Will you coach from the booth to the sideline, or do you know?
You know, I don't know yet. I'm going to see how I feel. You know, I haven't been to a practice yet. So, but it won't make a big difference. I mean, I'm in communication with everybody, whether they're in the press box or on the field. So, you know, I'm not going to put a whole lot into that because it really doesn't make much difference. A lot of it will be based on how I feel and what I feel comfortable with.
Coach, what did you do the last month that was football-related and it didn't have input into what Del Rio and the crew's doing here?
Well, like I said before, it was a great job by Jack and the staff, everybody in this building, to be real honest with you. And, you know, they deserve great accolades for that. But it's a team. I mean, I know everybody laughs at me, next man up, all it. I mean, you put together a team of people, and not just on the field. I mean, in this building, the coaching staff, a lot of people's roles had to adjust some. To pick up for my absence, which, is much like on the field. You know, we count on the whole 53-man roster to, step in when needed. And so, I think it's, really the epitome of teamwork. And it works that way in every area. You know, we've had coaches go on to become head coaches. You know, we try to hire a great staff that, if something like this were to happen, can pick up the slack.
What was today like for you? Did you run all the meetings? Did Jack and you run them simultaneously? What was today?
No, I think, today was kind of, my indoctrination back into being the head coach. And I think, last week I flew back to Denver on a Wednesday. Thursday was Thanksgiving. It was actually Jack's idea to, because I didn't want to confuse the team. I did not want to distract the team, as they headed off to Kansas City. We were leaving on a Friday, which is a little bit different as far as the trip. So I was going to come back and just kind of get to my target date of 4 days post-op or 4 weeks post-op, and that was today. It was actually Jack's idea to have me come and speak to the team, on a day like Thanksgiving, and that was kind of my second look at the team since I had my surgery. I did a Skype little session with them, 2 weeks before that. Today was, kind of getting back to business as usual.
What was that like for you on Thanksgiving, speaking to the team?
Well, it was emotional. I think it's, when you start thinking about all the things you're thankful for and, portraying that to the team, it was a little bit emotional. It had been a while since I'd seen them. It was a little bit emotional for them and me. But I think it was uplifting and turned out to be a good way to send them off.
John, if we can go back a week to the Patriots game as you're watching that second half, how tough was it watching it from your home, and what were you thinking as it was going on?
Well, I'm sure no different than it would have been if I was standing on that sideline, other than I'd have been a little bit colder. You go through the same emotions. You understand what's going on. You know, I knew the game plan. I'd watched practice all week. I'd watched all the cut-ups. I couldn't go to sleep after the game, much like it is when, you're watching it in person. I think I got to bed about 2 a.m. That was East Coast time. I was still in Charlotte. But, much the same emotions you have when you're – whether you're in the press box or whether you're on the sideline. I didn't have all the communication, but, I can see what's happening, because I know what's happening.
What are you doing during the course of a game when you're watching on television? You taking notes? Are you talking to people? Is it you just privately in front of the TV screen, yelling at the screen? What do you do?
All the above. Like I said, I wouldn't know the actual call, but I can actually see the call pretty fast on television. Just I've been doing this for so long. So you got a pretty good idea, what's happening before it happens. So much like it is when you're on the headset. Other than you're not right there, so the emotions are a lot the same. And that's probably the hardest part, because you're not there.
What's going to be the biggest adjustment for you now? It's easy to stick to routine.
Just getting back into the routine, probably much like a player when he's missed 4 weeks. getting back into the routine. I've never done it before, so this is my first time. And I feel as healthy as I've ever felt over the last 20 years. Our team's in a good position. We still have a lot of work ahead of us with, a whole quarter of the season left, the most important quarter, and that's the fourth quarter. Real excited to move forward.
Can you talk about your visit with Derek Wolf yesterday? What's the latest on him?
Yeah, I think, again, they're still running tests. He's out of the hospital. He's actually in with Greek right now. I think they're still trying to get a handle on what happened, to compare it. I'm not saying it's nearly the same, but, some of the same things we went through with Tracy Porter a year ago. This is the medical people. And, right now we're not thinking about, his availability or any of that stuff. We're just concerned about his health. And, the medical people are working through that as we speak.
Can we ask you a question about yesterday's game?
Mm-hmm.
The importance of the play of your secondary with some patched up people. You had some people out.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost some starters here over the last couple of weeks. I mean, going back to Raheem Moore, Derek Wolf obviously didn't make the trip. We lost Kevin Vickerson, DRC, missed a lot of the New England game and then completely missed the Kansas City game. So, those are four viable guys. A couple of them, one of them's not coming back for the season. That's Kevin, not by choice, but just by the injury. We're going to need those other three to come back at some point, and we'll be excited to get them back.
That was a good example of your next man up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I know people give me stuff about it, but, it is true, and it's the mindset, of this building.
Coach, they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. During this time away, what did it do for your love of the game?
Well, I mean, anytime you get, something taken away from you, it's especially hard to something that you love. And so, sometimes people say, you don't realize what you have until it's gone. And, obviously I have a great passion for it and have for a long time. So it was hard. I mean, it was, like I said, I had open heart surgery, and watching those games was harder than any pain I felt, during that rehab.
A lot of people know, I've been talking about the No Sean Moreno tears, and you're watching out, so mm-hmm. No Sean well. What was your emotional reaction when you saw that before a big game?
Well, I'm aware of it, and, I already knew that. It's kind of different when they put it on national television, but, he's a real emotional guy, and, he plays with a lot of passion, and, I think that's what makes him who he is, and I think that's why he's got great respect in that locker room and in this building.
And while we're talking